Oh, tonight is a very interesting question that we're going to be covering. It's the key question when it comes to, it's really the key question, and there will be a bit of an element which will remain a bit with a question mark with regards to davening with a minion. It is a fascinating Mishnah Berurah over here, quoting Advaz and Machlokes the Chazanish, which I'd like to speak about. I'm going to start with the share with that because it's a really, really relevant and important shaila. We've spoken so far about the creation of a minion. 9 people in the house, 1 person outside. We spoke about the opinions that if you've got a window, then it's mitzvah to a minion. So arguably, if you've got 5 people in this Beis Medrash, you open the windows, and right across the neighbors, the lady's making her own minion, but there's only 5 people there. So if you've got 5 people here, 5 men here, 5 men there, what's the halacha? They can see each other clearly through the window. That's right. According to Mika halacha, it's fine. It's fine. Yes, there's a chumra to merge, but it's fine, really. Now, this is all with regards to creating a minion. We'll be now discussing what's the halacha with regards to if there's existing minion. One is it that you've got an existing minion already and you want to join that minion. So if you have one of the many cases that we said that the minion does not join, for instance, the minion is not created. So say there's 5 people here, 5 people there, but they cannot see one another. That you haven't got a minion. You haven't got a minion. 2 different rooms, cannot be seen, etc. Then the minion is not created. We'll be now discussing what if there is a minion. There is a minion already. In what cases can you actually join? So let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Fascinating halacha. So we learned the Shulchan Aruch, already. Im ktsasa sif yudches simanun hey sif yudches top of page 176. Im ktsasa asaro beveisa knesses if 10 people are in shul, fiktsasam beazora and 10 people in the azora einam etzdamten do not join. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Zayin we spoke about, and we said that this is all according to one opinion. However, according to the Pemigodim said that if you can't see one another, we learned that the halach is they will actually join. Right. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nun Ches says, in the name of the Tshuvas Rad Baz, the last 3 lines of the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nun Ches. Here he says the following words, and that is very widely quoted because of its importance. The Radvaz paskens the following. The Zed Dafke Linin Tzuf, that we learned, that you've got 5 people in shul and 5 people outside the shul, which we said, according to many poskim, they do not join. It's true, we learned that the Re'ir is mitzdarif, but according to many opinions, they will not join 5 in shul, 5 outside shul. He said, that's only Linin Tzuf. Aval Shiem is but if you want to add to the, if you want to be considered mispalel im with the tzibu, im ein la cheda pesach acher, rak dafke derech habayis hagodol, if there is no other entrance to that other room, but the main, to go through the main shul, choshiv it's considered kimispalel im atzibu, it's considered if davens through the minyan. So in other words, if you want to know, are you davening with a tzibur? Are you davening with a minion? The question is always going to be, imagine the following case. Imagine a person davening in Kol Yaakov of Edgware. Ever heard of the place? Okay. And there is a minion taking place in the shul. There is a minion taking place. But a person, for whatever reason, wishes to daven in the Ezas Noshim. And I'm not talking about a case that there's 9 people in the shul and 1 man in the Ezas Noshim. I'm not talking about that. That we learned, that relevant halacha. Right. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if there is 12 people, 20 people, 50 people in the main shul, but one person, for whatever reason, he wants to now daven in the Ezas Noshim. And he does daven. Is that considered Philip Etzibu or not? He's davening Shemana Esa with the same time than the minion. But he's not with the minion. Is that considered Philip Etzib or not? Do you say, you might as well daven at home? You're not davening with a minion. Or do you say, no, he's with them? When will you say that's considered davening with a tzib or not? Yeah?
I understood from what you said the other day. today that it is governing with a minion if they can see each other through the mechitza.
What if they cannot see another?
Then I think it's not.
We spoke about joining 9 plus 1, 8 plus 2, whatever it is. Then we said it will be a problem if they cannot see each other. But I'm talking about a slightly different variation now. I'm talking about there is 12 people there already. There's a full-fetched minion already in the main shul. I want to know if the person has, is he considered davening with a minion or not? Because the minion is there already. It's not a question of tziruf, joining, it's a question of being considered davening with a tzibur. If they say Kaddish Baruch Hu is and he davens with them, is he davening with a minion or not? What do you think? Considered or not considered? What if a person davens upstairs here and there's a minion taking place downstairs? And you're hearing it and you want to just daven Shemoneh Esrei whilst they're davening Shemoneh Esrei. You're hearing Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Amen Yeshmei Rabba. But you're not with them. Different room. How are we going to define it? What in a big shul where there's Ezra's Noshim is a big first floor, a balcony. And a person, and let's say it's in a way that it's you can't see, it's completely blocked off, you can't see one another. And a person is davening there, there is a full-fetched minion downstairs. You're on the first floor. There's no roin zeh, but you're davening at the same time. Is that considered davening betzibur? Or do you say you might as well daven at home? Yeah.
I asked this question to the Dain, not being told, about 9 years ago, something like that, about davening in Hagas upstairs in Israel's Nashim.
Whilst there is, yeah.
Whilst there was the 8 o'clock Shacharis. And his opinion was, I was answering all the Menyeshim and Arabas and Barakas and Kedushas, but that there wasn't Tziruf.
All right.
If I remember it properly, which is, I think I remember it properly.
Right.
So I wonder, I don't know what his prayers were.
And he said that? The halacha is?
Yes, it is
considered them davening with a tzibur.
No, there was no tzibur. I was answering the
It's not considered davening with a tzibur. It is not.
Yeah. I think that's what
he said. So Rabbi Vakoda tells us that he asked Dain Lopian a question and he said very similar. Haggis, we're all familiar with the way Haggis is built. There's a main shul downstairs. Davening upstairs, although you hear everything, you cannot see. Dain Lopian apparently said that it's not considered a minion. He's not joining davening with a minion.
There wasn't that curtain that I could kind of see through.
Right.
He wouldn't have to see me. I'm not sure if Dain was that part of the shayla that I asked him. So he asked the question. He answered the question I asked him, and I'm not sure.
Right, okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah here answers that question. And the way the Mishnah Berurah says, based on a Radvaz, and this is mamash a critical definition, the Radvaz says that it depends if there is any other way of accessing that room. If the only way of accessing that room is through the main shul, then it's considered davening with a tzibur. If there is other alternative ways of getting to that room, it's considered not davening with a tzibur. Let's see those words again. Everything we've discussed until now with regards to tziruf, joining, making a minion, creation of a minion. Avol, however, to consider that he's davening with the tzibur, Im ein lacheda pesach acher, if there's no other entrance, rak only dafke der chabais agodol, the only way of accessing is through that big room, the main shul, the main room, choshev it's considered, kemispalel, as if it dav imatzibu with a minion. So it depends on that. So going back to our various shilas, what would you say about somebody davening in the Ezra's Noshim?
No good.
No good. Why no good? You can go through the door. Who said something different?
They locked the door.
You can only go through the Beis Medrash. If that's the case, absolutely, it will be considered Tefillah B'Tzibur. Yeah, it will be considered Tefillah B'Tzibur.
As I said, the reason why it's like an extension of.
Good point. What exactly is the rationale? I'm not 100% sure, but I imagine it has something to do with what you're saying, that it's considered an extension of that room. And it's considered part of that room, as opposed to if there's other ways of accessing it, it's considered a separate unit. But I'm not 100% sure that's the rationale, but I think it is. Yes?
Another Maisa, I don't remember who I heard it from. Apparently, apparently Rav Scheinberg always used to dub Ma'ariv on a certain weeknight in Torah, and he would give a shiur in the Ezra's Nashim upstairs from the Beis Medrash before Ma'ariv. And for some reason, someone started early that night, and so he said to the Talmidim that he was teaching that, look at this, we don't even have to walk, we can dub Ma'ariv right here. So on that basis, he seemed to be paskening based on this mindset that there was Torah. I don't know what Torah looked like, I can't remember what it looked like very well, so I assumed they could see each other.
Right.
That's probably what the
people. Good. Alternatively, I'm going to mention at this point that it is recorded. It is recorded because you have to realize this Radbaz is quite a psak. I mean, think about many, many cases. Think about somebody davening, for instance, in the, how is it in Shtibel exactly? Imagine it's the mechitza up. Think about that. What would be the case? Anybody, everybody familiar with the Shtibel? Yeah. So imagine the mechitza is up. Yeah. Right? One could argue, somebody davening behind the mechitza. Not sure, but that's a good case, really. But one could argue, maybe, potentially, one could maybe argue, I'm not convinced, but one could maybe argue that somebody behind it is not davening with a minion. Why is that so? You can see through. Assuming you cannot see through.
If there's a hallway which accesses both the Ezra's Nashim and the...
Yeah.
And the main shul.
Right. Yes, consider that according to the advice, it would be a problem to daven there. Now, I'm going to point out that it is recorded that the Heilige Chazon Ish disagreed with this advice, and the Chazon Ish, it's not in his Sefer, so you always have to take it with a bit of, how should we say, it's not himself writing it, it's a Talmud who wrote it down. So he apparently, the Chazon Ish apparently disagreed, and the Chazon Ish did not pass like this advice. And the Chazon Ish said, even if there is other access to the room, Chazon Ish held, apparently so, that it is considered Tefillah B'Tzibur. So we've got a machloekis between the Radvaz, who is paskin in the Mishneh Berurah, he mentioned it here, he mentioned it in the Bi'alocha, against to a potential psak of the Chazon Ish, who disagreed and was more lenient. Something to keep in mind. Okay, we have to move on, see if you test. Shliach Tzibur B'Tevam. Okay, now this is a case, I'm not quite sure, Rabbi Sai, what the exact case was. But I'm translating the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. A shliach tzibur beteva. There was a shliach tzibur in a box. Okay. Ve'tisha beveisa akneses. And 9 in the rest of the shul. The chazan was in a type of box. Can you imagine why? It was it's a teva, it's a box.
Like a big bimus.
Maybe, but it seems to be, not sure. But Tisha B'Veis HaKnesses and 9 in the remains of the shul. Mitztaf and they will join up. Although it is higher than 10 Tvachim, and it is wider than 4, so it's more than 10 times 4, it's quite a unit on its own, this box. And the arm Mechitzas Gvoyos, which are high, Asor 10 Tvachim. He will join up. So 9 in shul and 1 the chazan in that box, they will join. 9 plus 1 is 10. Because it is bottle, it joins. It's bottled to the Beis HaKnesses, to the shul. Why is that? Mechitz being very high. Mechitz is 10 tefachim high. Yeah. Okay. But he's in the box. Yeah. Okay. Here. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but this is a box, so not sure. Maybe something. I'm not sure. Not sure. A teva, a box. Maybe this is a teva like a Beis HaKnesses. For Yesh Mishakos of the Hana Milik She'ena Mechitzes Megiyas LaTikas Hagag. LaTikas Hagag. Some say he only will join if the Mechitzes are high Mechitzes, but they don't join as soon as if they reach the ceiling, then they will not. Yeah, exactly. Separate room. So that's the Halacha Paskin Shulchan Aruch over here. Seif Chaf and Shulchan Aruch. How you asar b'mokem echad? If there's 10 people in one place, ve'oimrim kaddish kedusha and up to kaddish and kedusha. Afilu mishe'ene imahem. Even if there's whoever is not with them, Yochai Lanois can actually answer with them kaddish and kedusha. So you've got 10 people in a minyan and you're just walking on the street, you're just hearing from distance. There are people are saying kaddish kedusha. You said the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to say Kaddish and Kedusha. Although you're not part of the minyan, you're allowed to say Kaddish and Kedusha. Rabbi, what is very, very striking about these words of the Shulchan Aruch? And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman points this out.
You're allowed to.
Exactly.
You say you should.
Absolutely. Well put. Absolutely brilliant. Yes. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman points out, Yochoy Lanois. You don't have to, it appears. You're allowed to, somebody who is in the minyan, he must respond, Omer Nishmei Rabbo, he must say Baruch Hu, he must say Kaddish Kedusha, etc. However, somebody who is not part of the minyan, somebody who is in an external place, not part intrinsically of the minyan, Yochoil Lanois, he's allowed to answer Omer Nishmei Rabbo. Apparently, it seems from the words of Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't have to. That's Reb Shlomo Zalman's diuk. Others disagree. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that no, since Yochal Anos, since you can, therefore you have to. But the diuk of Reb Shlomo Zalman is a very, very strong din, very strong diuk that you allow to. And finishes Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh oyim sam seish tzorich shalo yehet mafsik tinuf oy avoidas kichovim. This is only true that if there is no separation of tinuf dirt or avoidas kichovim, there's something goyisha. Idol. If there's anything separating, then you shouldn't effectively distance and separate it from the minyan. Therefore, you should not respond. You should not say Omer Nishmei Rabbo because you are separated from the minyan completely. That's what some say. Because you're very distant, you're completely separated. And the word of the Shulchan Aruch here is very nice. The word of the Mishnah Berurah is very nice. Mishnabun Sif Kotan Samach says anyway. Brot Shalema. A filu beweis ache, even if you're in a different place, in a different house. Rochik legamre, very far. Kevin Shasorem bemokim echot. Since the 10 people are in one place, Shchina, Shruya, Beinehem. The Ribbono Shel Olam is with them. Ve'oz, and then, a filu mechitz shel Basel, even a metal, iron mechitza, does not, enem afsek, does not separate them. Bein kol mi sheroitzel etzarev atzmoi. Whoever wants to joins im avishu v'ashamayim with our Father in heaven. Hashoichem b'seichel v'asoos amongst those 10. All the beautiful words of Mishnah Berurah. He says that we're allowed to say Omer Nishmei Rabbo Baruch Hu even if you're not part of the minyan. And the reason is because there is a shechina in that. There's a minyan. Once there's a minyan, there's shechina. The Ribbono Shel Olam is there. And whoever wants to join the presence of the shechina, you're allowed to join. There's even a metal, iron wall will not separate between anybody who wishes to join the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence. Well, isn't that beautiful words? Isn't that beautiful words? Mishnah Berurah, very powerful words. Okay, that leads us to Sif Chof Aleph. Rabbi Sai, this is going back in generations that there was no minyan in many keles didn't have a minyan. You know, there was many places didn't have many. We have abundance of minyanim. I remember that Mashveh. I don't know where you heard that from, but Mashveh told me numerous times that Dain Abramsky, Zeicher Tzadik Levracha, we all know Dain Abramsky was one of the foremost Dayanim, first in London and eventually in moved to Eretz Yisrael, Dain Abramsky, the Chazon Yecheskel, and Dain Abramsky was brought up in a village where, so I heard from Ashver, there was no minyan. There was no minyan in that village. He was brought up, and Dain Abramsky used to relate to people. Used to tell people that he remembers that on Yomim Tovim, no less, I don't think on Shabbos, maybe on Shabbos, not Shabbat Shabbos, but certainly on Yomim Tovim, he'd go to a neighboring city where there was a minyan. Two villages together made up a minyan. But on a regular day, there was no minyan. And that's the time Abramsky was brought up. There was no minyan there. I don't know where it was. And that was not just, and nevertheless, Dan Abramsky became Dan Abramsky. It wasn't a contradiction. But this was the reality. Not because the reality was there wasn't 10 Yidden in that village. There just wasn't. And this is a reality that existed in countless villages in many, many years. There was not every village had a minyan. And now, the question we're going to be addressing over the next couple of Seifim is how much do you need to do to ensure that there is a minyan in a city? Now, with regards to traveling for a minyan, that's another discussion which we'll be addressing another point. Over here we're addressing how much does a village need to ensure that there is a minyan in place. How much do you think you need to ensure? How much? Well, let me put it differently. Imagine there is actually 10 people in town. There is just about 10 people, and you want to go on holidays to Hawaii for 2 weeks, and you are number 10. Are you allowed to do that? No. Yeah? Not allowed to? Why not?
Oh,
only if you're stranded. Yeah.
So I understand that if you're 18 minutes away from a minion, then you're not allowed to not be part of it. But if there's no 18 minutes, then there's no minion that you're being, you're leaving alone. So
right. Now the 18 minutes you're referring to, about traveling to 18 minutes, this is a very interesting point. Now that 18 minutes factor is true with regards to going. If you're an individual and you want to, and you want to know how much do you need to do to join a, how far do you need to go to join a minion, an existing minion. Over here, the question is the other way around.
There's no minion until someone. Oh,
they say that there's no minion until. Very good.
So you're not.
Well, there is a communal obligation.
Maybe it's a bit lost, but it's not a.
Come on, right. Okay, let us see what Shulchan Aruch says. Ir she'ein bo elo asorot. There is a city which only has 10 yidden. Ve'echad mehem, and one of them, Roitz Elot says, he wants to go out, b'yom imam ne'roem. Now he's not going on holidays. What he wants to do, he wants to go on the yom ne'roem. Rosh Hashanah Kippur, he wants to go to? No, of course. He wants to go to the Baba Rebbe, of course. Where else? Oh, he wants to go to the Rebbe. He wants to go somewhere spiritually uplifting. He doesn't find it. So, imagine Rosh Hashanah davening with 10 tin. He feels it's not the right place for me to be. So he wants to go to somewhere else. You know, or maybe he wants to just visit his sons and sons-in-law. So we're obligating him. He must remain in his place. Or, alternatively, he's got two choices. We tell him, we put the gun on his head and we say, either stay here or you pay for somebody to come in your place. And we keep the gun very, very tight on his, say, listen here, there's only two options here. Either you stay or you get somebody else to be. I can't afford. Well, it's tough, so you're staying here. He has to pay. We're obligating him, our obligation for him to stay, or he has to pay for somebody in his place. Fascinating Mishneh Berurah,
what would be the situation if he actually wants to move away to a different town?
Very good question. And that would be answered in Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Samachvav to some degree. Mishneh Berurah says Samachvav bim koimo. He said in Mishneh Berurah shekeven sheminik b'chol tfutzis Yisrael. Since there is a minik in all Klal Yisrael, afilo oisam she'en lo minyan shalom kol hashana. Well, there are places that there is places that haven't got a minyan throughout the entire year. Soichin lohem echad oishnai b'yom neiroim. The minik is to ensure there's a minyan over the yomim neiroim. Roshen yom kippah. The minik is to make sure there's a minyan. Oi, alternatively, hoichin lemakim a minyan. People go to a place where there is a minion, it's the same thing as Sefer Torah, that we force one another to stay there. So it actually doesn't really answer your question, but it answers another question which I was thinking, is that what happens if somebody wants to go away, not for Yom Neiroim, he wants to take a go on holiday, winter holidays for 2 weeks, he wants to go away. He wants to go to Spain, south of Spain, because of the, he just needs a bit of a break. What happened? Switzerland, that's right. Skiing holidays to Switzerland. So will he be entitled? What would be the halacha then? So the halacha is the same halacha there, but even we're saying that although, right, yeah, absolutely. Now with regards to your question, if somebody wants to move away, I don't think the halacha goes that far that you actually impose on him to stay. I don't think so. Good question, yeah.
So there are 9 people, and okay, it's a lot of effort to go to a neighbouring city every week or every day. But let's say there's a chassid who's been machzik in going to the Rebbe every single year for 20 years. And the 10th person rolls up in town and says, right, now you have to stay. So he's already been machzik in going to the Rebbe every single
right.
year. You can't. How can you take away that chazaka, which is in and of itself probably some kind of love, certainly being butler.
You see, there was only 8 before he came, there was only 8? There was only 8 people, including
8
him.
8 plus him. There was
9.
Town, rolls up.
Well, the truth is that based on Mishneh Berurah that we just saw now, that they probably hide a minion over Yom Neroim anyway, because that's what the minig in Tfutzis Yisrael is. So the question is, now you need to hire 2 people because of him. And that will be addressed to Moed Metz Hashem. That will be Shulchan Aruch to Moed Metz Hashem. Just to recap what we covered tonight, we started learning about joining an existing minion, when is he considered davening with a tzibur? And we covered the Shita of the Radbaz, who holds that Shnuah Paskins like the Advaz, that it depends on if there's another entrance or not. We learned that that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Here, in Bialocha, the Chazon Ish is quoted as being more lenient. That even if there's no other access, if you're davening the same type of premises, you'll be considered davening with a tzibur. We then learned, if you test about the table of the Shliach Tzibur, the box of the Shliach Tzibur, that is in a box, it could even have a halachically considered unit on its own, al Pilcha Shabbos. You've got the Shliach Tzibur, one person, nine people in the remains of the shul, it's considered joining up. There are 10 people, it's considered a minion. We learned that if there's 10 people saying Kaddish Kedush is a proper full-fledged minion, a person who's not with them and he's just hearing them, he's allowed to say Omenish Merabu Kaddish Kedush with them. And the Shulchan Aruch adds, however, if there's something there's something separating them, like dirt or an Avodah Zorah item, then you don't join. It's a hefsek, it's an interruption. You don't join them. We then learn if Chaf Aleph, which discusses the halacha, if one person wants to go for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, wants to go away for Yom Neroim, the halacha is you're obligating him to stay, or if he wishes, he can pay somebody else to come and join the minion. But otherwise, he'll have to stay remained in order to make sure the minion should not be broken. And with regards to two people, your question, that will be covered in Metz Hashem tomorrow.